USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he's accepted an appointment from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to serve on the special committee investigating the Capitol riots. He joins Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney as the two Republicans on the panel after House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy withdrew his selections late last week. McCarthy pulling his picks after his nominations of Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio were rejected by Speaker Pelosi. The committee is set to hold its first hearing later this week. And U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky took silver in her first final at the Tokyo Olympics, losing to Australia's Ariane Titmus by 6/10 of a second in the 400-meter freestyle. Titmus's time of 3 minutes and 56.69 seconds is the second fastest time ever in the race. Ledecky, who holds the world record in the 400, finished in 3 minutes 57.36 seconds, the fourth fastest time ever recorded. She continues her Olympic program tomorrow with heats of the 200-meter and 1500-meter freestyle. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The price for gasoline decreased almost 3 cents a gallon last week for a national average of $3.14. John Clemens reports.
At $3.14 for a gallon of gasoline is 5 cents higher than last month and 95 cents higher than a year ago. Meanwhile, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline consumption continues to increase.
Overall, though gas prices have decreased slightly in the last week, the trend may be short-lived. That, as U.S. gasoline demand surged to set a new 2021 record last week, rising 2.3% from the prior week to 3% above the four-week average.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And Tunisia's president has dismissed the country's prime minister and frozen parliament after thousands took to the streets of the capital Tunis to protest the country's economic situation amid the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The special committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol is scheduled to hold its first hearing this week after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi added Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger to the panel. He joins Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney as the only Republicans on the committee. Pelosi rejected two of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's appointments to the committee earlier this week, so he withdrew all five of his selections. Senator Pat Toomey says that he was all for a committee to investigate the riots, but the Pennsylvania Republican tells CNN the House's committee is just a political tool for the Democrats.
I think we should be candid about the fact that it is politically to the advantage of Democrats to try to keep this issue in the forefront. James Carville has been very candid about this. He's urged the Democrats, don't let the election be about Joe Biden and his policies in 2022. Make that election about January 6th and Donald Trump. And so it's very clear that Democrats have an incentive to try to drive a political message here. And a purely partisan commission in the House is probably going to do that.
And France's parliament has approved a measure that will mandate COVID vaccinations for all healthcare workers and require a special virus pass to enter restaurants and travel domestically on trains and planes. The bill prompted thousands to protest across the country over the weekend, with the largest demonstrations in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron called the measure a necessity amid rising cases to protect the country's vulnerable populations and to avoid more lockdowns. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.